Welcome to Love Your Heart, brought to you by Cleveland Clinic's Seidel and Arnold Miller Family Heart, Vascular, and Thoracic Institute. These podcasts will help you learn more about your heart, thoracic, and vascular systems, ways to stay healthy, and information about diseases and treatment options. Enjoy.
Hello, everybody. I'm Samir Kapadia, Chairman of Cardiology here at Cleveland Clinic. And with me today, we have Amar Krishnaswamy, who is the Director of the Cath Lab at Cleveland Clinic and also the head of the interventional section at Cleveland Clinic. And we are trying to go over this huge accomplishment we have, not just we as Cleveland Clinic, but in general in the field of TAVR, to say that how we discharge the patient same day. So just to put it in perspective, when we started in 2006, we did our first TAVR. We not only kept the patient in the hospital, but they were in the hospital for more than a week. Very large tube went in the patients. Patients were, you know, these patients were monitored very closely for a long time. And in the first 6 years or so, we did 250 to 260 patients. So now, every year, we are doing close to 700 patients, 650 to 700 patients a year. And Dr. Krishnaswamy and all of us have led this effort to discharge the patient the same day. So Amar, I want to find out from you to say that what are the things that are so different, or what are the things that happened that is allowing us to even consider to discharge a patient after aortic valve replacement, a valve replacement, to home?
Thanks, Dr. Kapadia. You know, I think in the first, we should just kind of lay the groundwork or lay the foundation for why is it important for patients to leave the hospital sooner. So if we look at any of the catheter-based interventions we've been doing for coronary disease, peripheral artery disease, structural heart disease, over time, the length of stay, as we've done more procedures, as we've understood more what is the follow-up for these procedures, the length of stay has consistently declined. So for example, if you look even a few years ago, the average length of stay after TAVR was 3 days or more nationally, and a major paper came out saying that discharging patients within 3 days is safe. So we're not doing anything so drastic. We're simply understanding the data better to move the field along by saying same-day discharge is safe. And in that regard, in the most recent year, 2022, almost 40 to 45% of our patients were discharged in the same day that they came in for a TAVR. It's actually quite similar to what we do in coronary intervention. In the most recent year, almost 60% of our patients who had a coronary stent were discharged in the same day. So I think just for patients and other providers and operators to understand, I think what we're doing is very consistent with the safety of the data that exists. And it's not something that's so far off the map that most sites can't also accomplish in their own programs. So the things that have really allowed us to pursue a shorter and shorter length of stay in the hospital is that overall the procedures are becoming safer, the devices themselves are becoming more consistent to use, and the operator experience that we have to analyze the patients and do the cases is all getting safer. The catheters that we use are smaller, so the risks of a complication in the vascular bed is less. The ways in which we have learned to implant the valve to reduce the risk of a pacemaker has really allowed us to reduce the pacemaker rate from almost 10% nationally to about 2.5 to 3% in our institution. So that's also an important point that allows us to discharge patients sooner because the length of time they have to stay for rhythm monitoring is less.
Now, do you think that the patients like it to go home, or what is the perception of the patients? Because ultimately, we do this for the convenience of the patients and the families, because you know, we think at least the patients, at least in my opinion, the patients like it, that they sleep in their own bed, they are not confused, they can go to the bathroom in their home, take shower, and come back next day for a visit, a clinic visit. So this is a huge satisfaction in my mind. But what do you think in your patients? Do they feel that it is much better to go home the same day, or they don't mind staying in the hospital 1 or 2 days?
You know, I think it's very much patient and family centered, as in everything that we try to do. I think it's important for the patients and the families to understand what are the benefits of being out of the hospital. I think there's a large amount of literature, not just in TAVR, but in most things, that staying in the hospital for a longer period of time can hurt, whether it's infections in the hospital, whether it's a risk of delirium in the hospital, which is especially significant for older or elderly patients in the TAVR group. So these are the potential benefits outside of just convenience and the sort of the happiness or enjoyment of being at home that a same-day discharge can really provide. Once patients and families understand that, they see that there are a lot of potential benefits to leaving sooner. But that does imply both a comfort that the patient and the family has to leave the hospital, and also that they have an infrastructure of support outside of the hospital. In our study that we published, 95% of the patients went back to their own home. And so they had a situation at home that they could be watched over by a family member or a caregiver so that they weren't worried that they were on their own.
Now, wonderful. And what are the most important criteria, you know, I think the most important fact that we can discharge 40% of patients is the fact that they have no complications. So first and foremost, that a procedure has to be safe, and we are monitoring the patients, monitoring our outcomes. We have not seen any ill effects from this same-day discharge. But what are the most important features that are needed to make this program successful?
Sure. So we have a solid infrastructure, not only of operators doing the procedure, but the nursing teams that are taking care of the patients at the bedside, the advanced practitioners, the nurse practitioners and physician assistants that follow up on the patients after the procedures, to analyze the access sites, to analyze the heart rhythm telemetries and ECGs, to look at the echocardiograms, to make sure that there's nothing at all of concern that would require a longer stay in the hospital for observation. If we can check all of those boxes and feel confident in this regard, we still make sure that the patient, once their bed rest period is completed, they can walk around the hallways comfortably without too much pain, without sort of disability in that regard. And then we have a final check with the patient and their family that they're okay and they're comfortable with the idea to go back home in the same day.
No, that's wonderful. I think the most important is the patient and family has to feel comfortable along with us to say that it is safe. But this has really revolutionized. I know that you said that a lot of people can potentially do it, but really speaking, how common do you think the same-day discharge is in the world, or for that matter, in the United States?
Yeah, it's an important point you say, the world versus United States, because in fact, outside of the U.S., the length of stay in TAVR is often the better part of a week. In fact, in a recent European conference, a major late-breaking clinical trial showed that it was okay to discharge patients, I think, within 4 or 5 days. This was the major finding that they reported. And so I think in this regard, we're actually quite advanced in the U.S. to say that on average, the length of stay after TAVR in the U.S. is between 1 and 2 days.
But very few academic centers discharge the same day, right? They usually keep them overnight.
Most, you know, in especially when we present our Cleveland Clinic data in major national and international conferences, people are really fascinated by this data because I think there's a lot of interest for the benefit of the patients and also, frankly, for the benefit of the hospital systems to allow them to take care of more patients to have a shorter discharge. So when they look at the how we have studied our outcomes, and to look at the criteria that we have used to say that almost 40% of our patients can go home in the same day, I think a lot of institutions are interested to pursue a similar discharge pathway.
Oh, that's wonderful. So again, for the patients, what is the most important message that you want to give to the patients, that what is the same day discharge mean? That is one, in my mind, is that the procedure is simple. Second is it's safe. Third is that in an experienced center, the rate of complication is so low that you can have patients can go home the same day. And this is a huge accomplishment. But I personally also want to state and maybe learn from you to say that, is it possible in less experienced center and with less infrastructure? Because we don't want to create a the problem with the the systems and make the unsafe recommendation to other institutions where this is probably going to be a problem?
I think there are two very important points to the question you asked. One is, how generalizable is this among centers? And the second is to specifically discuss the infrastructure that it requires. We know from plenty of data that there's great variability in results of TAVR, whether it's things like stroke and mortality or whether it's pacemaker rates across the nation. And so I think for a given institution to consider an early discharge pathway, they really need to understand their own data. If they have higher rates of pacemaker implantation, that might not be a great situation for worry of kind of delayed pacemaker complications, for example. The other part of it is that we're fortunate to have an infrastructure of nurses and advanced practice providers that not only see the patients after the procedures, along, of course, with our fellows that work with us, but then on the next day, they have after the discharge, they have an appointment with the advanced practice provider. They have a clinical assessment, they have a lab testing assessment, and they have an ECG assessment. So this next day is a very important appointment, and so systems really need to have that in place to feel confident about discharging patients in the same day.
No, outstanding. Thank you very much again for the great discussion.
Thanks, Dr. Padia.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. We welcome your comments and feedback. Please contact us at heart@ccf.org. Like what you heard? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or listen at clevelandclinic.org/loveyourheartpodcast.